just thought you'd like to hear one again.
Yes, once again we present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, and Andre Melly in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
As always, in a national crisis, the more unscrupulous members of the public will try and find the best way of cashing in on it. And as always, Sidney James is the first one to try. But of course, every racketeer first has to persuade an innocent dupe, some poor, misguided wretch, to assist him.
I tell you, Hancock, if we use our loaves, we can make a fortune out of this rail strike.
I don't like it, Sidney. It's not fair to take advantage of the public.
We're not taking advantage. We're doing them a service. They've got to get about. We've got the transport.
Transport? Are you kidding? All we've got is my bike, Tony's skates, and a broken pogo stick.
We could use my car.
Your car? Have you still got that old thing?
Of course I have. It's in the front garden.
I haven't seen it.
Well, you haven't cut the grass lately.
Nonsense, I tell you.
Well,
we'll
give it a rest. I'm not interested in cars. They don't carry enough people.
Oh, I get it. You want a fleet of lorries, a few coaches, free lifts, 2 and 6 a mile.
Nah, all the boys are working that one. The roads are crowded. We got to do something different.
So?
So there's one form of transport in this rail strike they've all overlooked.
What?
Trains.
Pardon?
We're going to run our own railway. We'll make a fortune.
Oh, now, Sid, let's not be carried away. How can we run our own railway?
Easy. All we need is an engine, a few coaches.
What do you mean, easy? You can't just walk into a shop and ask for an engine and half a dozen coaches. You'd probably have to order them.
Look, I got it all worked out. I know where we can get hold of an engine. No trouble at all. Yes? Just leave it to your Uncle Sidley.
Aeroplane section, we now come to the most famous exhibit in the whole of the Kensington Science Museum. None other than the first successful locomotive ever built, George Stephenson's Rocket. It was built in 1825 and still, it's gone! It's gone! Close the door, the police! It's gone! The Rocket! Help!
Well, there it is. What do you think of it?
Yes. Very good. What is it?
What is it? It's a railway engine. It's no flying Scotsman, I agree. But it'll get people to work, and that's all we want. Now, all we need is some carriages, and we're in business.
Yeah? How are you going to get hold of them?
I don't know. I can't tow them through the streets like I did the rocket. The coppers will never believe that's a new type of chestnut roaster.
No.
Well, look, we'll have to improvise. Now, let's see. What do we need?
Well, say 4 coaches at least. Then a sleeping car, perhaps, a dining car and a guard's van.
Right. Well, come on, let's go out and see what we can find. Well, there we are. That's 3 carriages we got. Not bad for a night's work.
3 carriages? How can you call them carriages?
Well, I said we'd have to improvise.
Improvise? If you think you're going to get city bankers with bowler hats, black coats and striped trousers travelling to work in a pram, you're mistaken.
Well, they don't have to. If they don't like the pram, they can have one of the bathtubs.
Bathtubs.
All right, now, come on, get the wheels put on. You better get the brush out and paint the class numbers on the side.
Better make the pram first class. It's got a hood.
What about the bathtubs? Third class?
Divide it up. Wide end, first class. In the middle, second class. Up against the taps and over the plug hole, third class.
All right. We're all set now.
Oh, no, we haven't got a sleeping car.
What sort of bed have you got at home?
Well, it's a big 4-poster with curtains round it.
Itch it on.
Well, that'll take care of another 8. 4 in the bed, 4 on the canopy, nail some wheels on it. What else do we need?
A dining car.
Yes, a dining car. Wait here.
Want cup of coffee and something to eat, Gert.
Oh, nice. Yes, please, Fred. If you can afford it, that is, Fred.
Oh, yes. There's a pie stall round the corner. There you are, see?
Where, Fred?
Oh, blimey, it's gone. Well, I can't understand it. Charlie's pie stall's been here every night for 20 years.
Here, Fred, who's that tied to the lamppost?
Blimey, it's Charlie. Here, Charlie, wait a minute, I'll get you down.
Well, there you are. There's your dining car.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Boy, what a train this is. A pram, two bathtubs, a wheelchair, a four-poster bed and a pie stall.
Well, we're all ready to go.
Wait a minute. No guards van.
Oh. Well, look. Yeah? The road's being dug up down the high street. Grab the night watchman's hut, shove some wheels on it, hang one of the red lamps on the back, and we're off.
But how are you going to get the train down to the railway lines?
Well, we'll wait till it's dark, hitch them all together, and tow them down to Clapham Junction. Get the engine stoked up, and let's go.
Let's see, Clapham Junction. Turn left at the traffic lights, straight along the A24. Marco! Marco! Keep that pressure up! Bill, how are things back there in the guards van?
I don't know, I'm in the bathtub. I wish you'd tell me when you're going to put the brakes on.
Don't worry, we haven't got far to go. Don't go so fast, the pie stall's rocking a bit. Now watch this, Ben. The bed's taking the corners a bit wide. Careful up the hill. There we are, Clapham Junction. Good yard, first left. Pull up.
Just a minute. Which lever stops it now? It's here somewhere.
Well, hurry up or we'll hit something.
All right, hang on. I'll chuck a log under the front wheel.
There you are. A perfect stop.
Oh, great. Now, how are we going to get the pie stall down off the bedstead?
Well, lift it down.
You'll have to climb up and take the bath off first.
Where is it?
On top of the pie stall.
I see it. Just poke it out underneath the guard's van.
It's the last time I let you drive, Hancock.
I can't understand it. I never have this trouble with my train set.
Don't make me turn my shovel in.
Oh, look, come on now. We've got a lot of work to do before morning. We've got to get the train into the goods yard, assembled on the railway lines, ready to shunt into the station when the rush hour starts. Come on, give us a hand with the engine. You push, I'll open the gates.
Well, that's the pie stall hitched up. Now, just fit the guard's van onto the rails, couple it on, and we've finished.
Huh. Looks pretty good now, doesn't it?
Yes, but it still hasn't got the atmosphere of a train yet. I don't know, it lacks those little touches that our railways do so well.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, scatter some dust about. Put a few footmarks over the seats. That's more like it, that's better.
Anything else?
Yes, but get some pictures put up. Now, I want a nice brown photograph of the bandstand at Leamington Spa in 1897. And those detailed maps that always end three stations before the place you're going to, you know. Oh, another thing, must get some paper bags, fill them up with breadcrumbs and banana skins and throw them under the seat. Just...
All right, I'll get all that scene, too.
Hey, I've just remembered. The law says all trains must have a communication cord.
Well, I thought about that. Get this rope fixed up all along the train, right into the engine.
Yes, but if I'm driving, how will I know it's being pulled?
You'll know.
How?
It's tied around your neck.
Charming, charming.
Well, there's nothing more we can do till tomorrow.
Oh, I am looking forward to this. I really am. It's looking more like a real train now. I can just see it. The London Continental Express. Tearing through the night, packed with foreign ambassadors, dining with exotic female spies, with split skirts and long cigarette holders, hanging onto the pie stall counter for dear life.
All right, come on, we've got to get some sleep. We'll be leaving Clapham Junction tomorrow morning at 10:23 for all stations to Brighton.
This is most unusual. I've never had a 10:23 to Brighton since I've been travelling on this line. Have you heard anything about it, miss?
I'm afraid not, monsieur. But I'm glad it's running. My friends in Brighton will be wondering what's happened to me.
Oh, so you're going to Brighton as well?
Yes, I am.
Well, so am I. Yeah, I say. Isn't that lucky?
Yes.
Yeah. You're French, aren't you?
So?
Oh, French, eh? Of course, my wife don't understand me, you know.
You should speak more plainly.
Oh, I don't be like that. Here, I'm a commercial traveller, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I travel in suitcases.
Do you?
Yeah, well, saves me renting a room, see? Good dear. Because he loves little jokes like that, us travellers, you know. I bet you know some jokes, being French and all that, eh? Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun travelling out of Brighton together, aren't we? I think you'll enjoy me, you know, because I'm a bit of a ladies' man, as I expect you've noticed.
No.
Oh, I am. Ooh, yeah. I'm a bit of a devil when I get going. Yeah. Plenty of time the communication cord's pulled when I'm on board, I'll tell you. Here, yeah, wait a minute. Can you hear something?
Yes, I think the train's coming. Thank goodness.
You're right. It's just coming round the bend. Blimey. What's this? I don't believe it. I'm going potty. I'm seeing things. Tell me I'm seeing things. What is it?
It's a train, isn't it?
The thing now arriving on platform 4 is definitely a train, whatever you may think. It's the 10:23 special calling at all stations to Haywards Heath. The front two bathtubs for Brighton, the pram and the wheelchair for Worthing. Get your tickets off the little fat guy on the train.
Now, all aboard, hurry along now. Room for all of you, no pushing now. Pass right down the bed there. Here you are. Only six in the pram. No standing in the box. That's all, thank you. No more. Full up. I'm sorry, that's a lot. Don't panic, you'll all be taken care of. They're running a special relief service. Puffin, Billy, and half a dozen tea trolleys are due in at 5 o'clock. Right away, girl. That's it, take it away. What's wrong?
Can't get it started. The load's too heavy.
Right. First class passengers, stay where you are. Third class passengers, all out and push. Hey, Sid, can't you go a bit faster?
I've got a full hour as it is. The boiler pressure's as high as it'll go. If we go any faster, she'll blow up.
I just wondered. I'm getting fed up with that bloke walking alongside, tapping the wheels.
Well, you can't expect to go very fast if you're on an incline. It's 1 in 5.
Yes, but we're going down it. I don't mind, but the passengers are a bit round up. I mean, we steamed out of Clapham Junction 2 hours ago.
Well?
The last carriage hasn't cleared the platform yet.
Well, that's too bad, isn't it? You'll just have to kid him. We're going faster.
How?
You and Billy dress up as trees and run past the windows.
Very droll.
Look, there's nothing I can do about it. Now leave me alone and go back and collect the fares.
Hals, please. Have your hals ready, please. Hals, please.
One to Brighton, please.
Oh, it's you, is it? Just a minute.
Sid!
How much to Brighton?
£44.10.
£44.10, please.
£44.10? That's a lot just to go down to Brighton, isn't it?
Not at the speed this train's going. That covers food, board and laundry for a fortnight, it does.
Any more fowls, please? Come along, Miss Fowls, please.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I beg your pardon. Andre, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be in Brighton.
I would have been if the trains hadn't gone on strike.
Yes, well, that's very unfortunate.
Well, you're doing quite nicely out of it. How you can stand there and watch me travel all the way down to Brighton in this pram, I don't know.
I must admit, I'd rather see you in the bath, but the... No! I'm terribly sorry. Look!
Where?
Walking across that field.
What?
Two big wooden men carrying a ladder.
Don't change the subject. I think it's disgusting exploiting a railway strike like this.
No, it's not. If it wasn't for us, all these people would be stranded.
Ha!
Huh? Come on, don't be angry. It's not worth quarreling over a little thing like this.
Watch out for sparks, you lot. We're going into a tunnel.
I promise I won't make any more journeys after this one, Andre. It was Sid's idea. Oh, come on, don't be annoyed with me. You know how he talks me into these things. Come on, make up. Little fingers. Sit on my lap. There. That's better, isn't it? Admit it. You can't resist me, can you? It's just that I'm your type of man, aren't I? Rugged, outdoor. Don't you understand? I could stay with you in this pram forever. Hello, we're coming out the tunnel. You better get off me lap. There. Did you enjoy that?
Well, quite honestly, I can't say I did. I came back here looking for that girl.
Get off. Get off. Get off.
Tony, stop it. People are looking.
What does he mean, he came back here looking for you?
Oh, it's nothing.
She fancies me.
I beg your pardon?
Andre, who is this man?
Oh, I don't know. He's been annoying me ever since we left the station.
Oh, has he? Well, you want to watch it, me lad, or I'll get to work on your ear hole with me ticket clipper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who do you think you are?
I happen to be in charge of this train. And if you're not careful, I'll have you thrown right off. Now then.
Oh, no, you won't. Huh. I paid my fare. You can't throw me off. £44.10 I pay. And another thing, I want a sleeper.
You'll get one right over your head in a minute.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
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 Tony, monsieur, stop fighting in public.
Well.
Tony.
Oh, all right. It's a good job you stopped me. I had a year lined up that would have frightened the life out of him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Watch it.
Oh, watch it.
Stop it, both of you.
Well, I'll thump him. Hold me back. Hold me back.
I'm holding you back.
Well, hold me back further. He nearly got at me that time. Come up on the roof of the pie store and have a fight like they do on the pictures.
What? Well, you mean with all the carriages swaying and all that?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
You know. Jumping across the gap, you
ooh,
see?
Yeah.
Then the hero, the good one, he slips and falls between the carriages. You know, but he manages to hold on with the tips of his fingers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then the bad one, he goes and stamps on his fingers with his boot.
And just as he's going to do it, he gets knocked off by the tunnel. Mm. Do you fancy it?
No, don't really do it.
No, well, it is a bit dangerous. Tell her, I'll see you after dinner, then. Good health. Look at the time. Dinner. Forgot all about it.
Fast lunch in 2 minutes.
Do you need any help, Tony?
Yes. Nip along the pie stall, get the knives and forks laid out on the counter, and a chunk of bread on each plate.
Oh, what about seating?
No seats. They'll have to trot along the side and we'll throw it to them. Lucky we haven't got any cooking to do. Sid's warming it up on the shovel up front. Come on, there's not much time. We'd better get a wiggle on.
Fast lunch has now been served in dining, Carl. Fast luncheon, please. All up the pie store for fast luncheon. Thank you. Come along now. Look lively. They're all out on the track. Slow down, Sid. Give them a chance. There's no 4-minute milers amongst this lot.
All ready to start serving, Tony?
Right, come in. Right, who's the gent who ordered hot pie, spuds and beans?
Me.
Catch. Well done. Fried eggs, dogs and chips.
Over there.
Catch.
Oh,
oh. Oh dear. Right in his mouth. I suppose you want your sweet now. You'll have to wait, hog. And the next. Soup, mince and rice pudding.
That's nine.
Coming over.
Over.
Hard line.
Oh, bad luck, sir. Wash and brush up, fourpence.
Hey, Tub, how's it going?
Ah, Bill, nearly finished dinner. Where have you been?
In the guards van, making out the log. 4 days out and still no sign of Brighton.
How far do you think we're away from it?
Oh, about a mile.
From Brighton?
Clapton Junction. What does Sid think he's doing?
You can't blame Sid. He's had the cooking to do as well. He can't shovel in coal and pies. Don't worry, we'll get down there before the summer's out.
Listen, if we stop on this train, our only hope of getting to the sea is coast erosion.
Hello, boss. How's everything?
Hello, Sid. You're supposed to be driving. You can't leave the engine by itself.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. There's a 200-yard straight bit in front. Just got time to have a couple of hours' kip.
Hey, we'd better get a move on. It's getting dark.
All right. Looks like a storm blowing up. Get your purse, man. It's going to be a nasty one, this.
It's getting worse, Sid.
Yeah. Any idea where we are?
No, it's so dark, we could be anywhere. I think we've been blown off the rails, though. We just went over a level crossing.
So, all trains go over level crossings?
Yeah, but not between two buses.
Oh, I wish Hancock was here to give us a hand. Where's he got to?
He's back there, sitting in the bath, talking to one of the passengers.
Of course, this isn't the first time I've been out in a storm.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh. This is nothing to what I'm used to.
No?
Yeah. I've been through storms, but it's rained so much, even the fish were swimming about in raincoats.
Really?
But the storm I remember most,
yes,
the one that'll really have you interested, the one that had me worried,
yeah,
happened when I was in the Caribbean.
Go away.
I was fishing for whales.
Mm.
I was just winding me rod in.
Mm.
See how big the whale was.
Yes, yeah.
Of course, if they're under 20 ton, I throw them back, you know.
Oh, of course. Yes.
I was winding me rod in when it struck the whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this whirlwind centered right over my boat, and it sucked us right up in the air.
Really?
There I was, 200 feet up in the air on top of a water spout.
Oh, dear.
Still sitting in my boat.
Yeah.
Well, I stopped rowing.
Did you? Yeah.
Well, there's not much point when you're in the air, I always say.
No.
I usually do if I'm in a predicament of that type.
Yes, so when you're in the air.
I stop rowing.
Hmm.
Well, as suddenly as it started, it stopped. You can guess what happened.
What?
Splash.
You in the water?
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, I was flying about, almost drowning.
Yeah.
Nearly given up I had when suddenly the whaling fleet saw me.
You're right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I waved and shouted and they steamed towards me at full pelt.
Yeah.
Oh, I was relieved.
Oh, wonderful. I bet you were.
Oh, it was a weight off my mind.
Yes,
I don't mind telling you. I was relieved.
Mm.
I thought I'd had it.
You did, you?
I thought I'd had it. I can't tell you how pleased I was to see him.
Yeah.
He came nearer.
Yeah.
All the crew rushing about.
Oh,
but exciting. And
yeah.
They got within about 20 yards of me. And
yeah.
Do you know what they did?
What?
They harpooned me.
Hey, Tub, quickly, we're in trouble.
What's wrong?
We've come off the line somewhere.
Come off the line?
Yeah, we've been driving along the road for the last 5 minutes.
We can't have this. We'll have to drive round again till we find the railway. It must be round here somewhere.
Let's pull up and park somewhere till it gets light.
Certainly not. We can't just go around parking trains willy-nilly. No, we've got to find some railway lines. Go on, Sid. Drive slowly. Keep your eyes open. Well, there you are. Back on the railway lines again. Didn't take long, did it?
Are you sure we're on the right lot?
Of course we are. And we can't be far from Brighton.
Well, how can you tell? It's so dark. I can't see a thing.
Listen, we're just crossing the South Downs. It's obvious. You can tell by all these hills we're going up and down. I know my way about. What? I've been up and down this line. Ooh, they're the South Downs, all right. They undulate up and down. You can't mistake them. You can feel the rhythm of the rise and the fall. Don't worry, we'll be in Brighton by daylight.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news. This morning, the police arrested the three men who stole George Stevenson's rocket from the Kensington Science Museum. They were arrested shortly before dawn this morning when they were found giving members of the public pleasure rides in a homemade train on the Big Dipper at Battersea Park Funfair.
Just crossing the South Down.
Well, that was Labour to me.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour with Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly, and Kenneth Williams. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and recorded by the BBC Augmented Review Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and the program which was recorded was produced by Dennis Lane Wilson.